is a Rashi. Something connected to Bav Metzia. To Bas Pari, when she found the Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wouldn't be Menik. So Vatoymer Achoisa, who was there, Miriam was there. She said, "Ha'elech karasi l'chaisha menekes mina hevriyos." They're better with food. So should I call one of the Yiddish mothers? They have the latest cookbooks. So, different topic. Vatoymer l'bas pari l'chi, go. So it says when Vatoymer l'bas pari, she came, Vatikre ema yelet, Vatoymer l'bas pari, he lichi es hayelet azeh, veheni kuhu li, vani etin es chorich. What's the lashon he lichi? Toymer l'bas pari, he lichi es hayelet azeh. Baspari was holding it, and she said, "Heilichi es hayelad hazeh." Heilichi is miloshen helich. That's where helich comes from. Helich. So there's machlokes Rashi and other Rishonim in the Taich of Heilichi. Rashi says Heilichi means Hey shelichi, Hey shelchi. This is yours. This is yours. Some Rishonim, the Cheskuni and others, teach it that it's a loshen of heilocha. Here. I'm mukhan to give it to you. It's a lashon of heilocha. But Rashi doesn't say that. If Rashi, heilichi is not a lashon of heilocha. It means, hey shelichi, this is yours. Even though Bas Pari did not know that this was the mother. Rashi says, nisnava v'lo yoda manisnava. You have that kama pa'omim Rashi brings down in Chumash. But a person says something, and it's mikoyach hanavua, he himself doesn't realize what he's saying. Bas Pari says, here, this is yours. Hakoponim, but lemaisa it stims, because in the sugya of Helich, what's Helich? What's the gather of Helich? Kamri shoynu the ran b'shem the goinim means that it's muchan. It's a lashon of Helich here. It's muchan to give it. Lefirashi, that's not Helich. Lefirashi, what's Helich? If it's mois acherim, Lefirashi, it's only by a pikodin, says the rishonim, because Helich means harehin shalcha b'chol mokim shehin. Helich is a lashon of it's yours. You own it. That's Rashi over here. Hey lichi, hey shelichi. It's the same lefi Rashi. But so a kasha once from Avram Genachovsky that there's a machloikis, the nesivas, the ktsois, and Shulchan Aruch. If someone goes over to Reuven, goes over to Shimon and says, "Shimon, I want you to learn with your son. I'm going to pay you. I want to hire you as a malamid." Schirus. So. Tzois holds it's chal. You have to see the protim. The Nesiva says it's not chal schiris because anyway he's mechuyiv. Something that a person's mechuyiv to do, he's mechuyiv, the lami that's been aitoyra. That is the chiv of the father. So someone else says, "I want to hire you to do something that you're mechuyiv in." It's not chal dine schiris, a shibud of schiris. He's anyway, "I'm hiring you, you have a shibud of schiris. Anyway, you're mechuyiv to do it." That's the shita of the Nesivas. Talking that chiv is talking about by mitzvahs, but he tainas, it's not only mitzvah. A person's mechuyev either mitzad mitzvahs or mitzad choyshe mishpat or other reasons. He's mechuyev to do something, and you go and say, "I want to hire you to do that." It's not chiv. So he asks. The Gemara says that an isha is mechuyev lahonik es beno. She has a shibud. The Baal Kri Tevev. An isha says she doesn't want to be meinik. She's mechuyev. It's a shibud. The shibud grad is labaylo, but it's something that she's mechuyev. So, but Bas Pari says, "Ani etin lechos chorech." How is it chal? He asks. The Fidin and Sivas, how is it chal even as chiris? It's mashmo as a chiris over here. And it's mevu the medrash that she paid. He asks, how is it chal as chiris? That's his kasha. The kasha than a Sivas. Interesting kasha. Interesting kasha. Okay. It's what to think about. So that's a shayla. The shibud wasn't, it's not her egin a chiv. She has a chiv machmas the baal. So maybe there's some, yeah. Are you telling us? What? It says, ani etin tzchorich. Okay. Okay. is it, if it's a kasha on the nesivus. And the etin schorich. That's the nafkamina. We need more nafkaminas than that. And once, when I was younger, so one of my rebbeim, he was reading the Rashi. Rebbe and she was reading read a Rashi. He says he's not sure to read it this way or that way. He had a sofik where to put the kama. And I asked, I said, Lamay nafkamina. I said, Lamay nafkamina. So another one of my rebbeim, that was when I used to ask that kasha, Lamay nafkamina, he would say, L'kedusha Isha. L'kedusha Isha. If I'm a kadosh Isha, I'll deny that this is the right pshat. It's not enough gemina, and that's not. It sounds like a joke, but it's not because it's rishonim, right? It's around in Sanhedrin. The Gemara clears a shayla, Shor Sinai, a shore that walked up to Antar Sinai as chayiv misa. That's the halacha. The Gemara clears the shayla. If you need a Sanhedrin of shalosh or chav gimel, sofik in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Shor Sinai bekama, frekt around lemay nafkamina, ashahoya hoya, says the Ran nafkamina. He brings b'shem some rishonim, nafkamina al derech kedush isha. If someone's makabel naziris, al derech, it's a ran. The ran says another teretz there. That's a nafkamina for sure walks into the mishkan. Chidush, that ashros hashchina from Har Sinai went to the mishkan. So the akoponim, but akoponim. Back to what I started with. One of my rebbeim was once reading a Rashi in Shien. He wasn't sure where to put the kama. Different. And I said l'may nafkamina. He looked at me like it was off the wall. So, Lamay Nafkamina, how to read the Rashi? What do you mean, Lamay Nafkamina? How do you read the Rashi? Lamay Nafkamina, it wasn't an answer. It was off the wall. Who taught you how to learn? That's what he looked at me. That's what he was asking me. Well, how do you read the Rashi? Which way? Anyway. But Akoponu Rabbi said, that's his kasha, how is it chalschiris? That's his kasha, how is it chalschiris? I think. There is answers. For instance, simply put, the chiv of an isha lahonik is a certain amount of milk in certain times. It's limited. But over here, Bas Pari was mistama asking for a meal fit for the king. Yeah, this is the malchus talking. It wasn't regular. It was special milk. I don't want the regular stuff. I want the newest recipe. I want the newest recipe. Dinner done 3. That's what she wanted. The newest recipe. And more time. I want you to be totally available all day to be Menik Mayel. That's not Nichlal in the Shivat Labayla. Very simply put. So there was Zichar Chalas Chivas. Okay, other. But Akoponim, just this Nakuda of Helich. Rashi says the Loshan Helichi. Nisnava, v'loi yodama nisnava. Interesting concept. What's this concept of nisnava v'loi yoda? Bas Pari found this yelet. She sees Yecheven. You want to be minute? She says, here it's yours. Here's your child. She didn't even know what she was saying. Nevuah. So what's the purpose? What's the inyan of it? It's a navi. It's a nevuah. So the inyan is, Rabbi Yisai. The thing is that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets certain giluyim appear to us that we just see there's a hashkocha running the show. Say Mod Nazach. They're being moiser nefesh to bring up children in Klal Yisrael. Paris Goyzer, Kol HaBen, they had Moshe Rabbeinu, Nismali HaBayis Oira, thrown into the river. Now he's captured by Bas Paroi. Like, what are we doing? Yeah, if you think about it, Rabbi, so you think about it, it's a pretty dark moment over here. They have Moshe Rabbeinu, now he'll be brought up by Pat. No, so while she's hiring the manek, this is yours. Yeah? It's a first cousin of Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz's vort in Parshas Vayeshev, Sichas Musar, yeah? You spoke about it? Yeah. We heard about it by the Chanukah Masibah. It's a first cousin. I said it? I'm blaming it on you. The chiddush I said over the sikh. But I call upon him, as you do, Chaim Shalevet says, but when they sold Yosef to the Arabs, they had good smelling And he asked, Shalo Yazik Oisai Tzadik, right? You do a very, very famous question. Reb Chaim Shalevitz is, I don't know, Sichas Musa, yeah? You're walking down the street, and the Mexican mafia captures you, ties you up, throws you in the back of a trunk, and crossing the border, and you take a whiff. Ooh, Baruch Hashem, at least there's some good tabak in here, not something bad smelling. Wow, very, very comforting, right? Very comforting. Wow. So in Brisk, they used to say, because he wouldn't be able to learn. He wouldn't, if it was a bad smell, he can't learn. Can I learn it? But I call upon him, but Chaim Shalev says it was a sign that the Abish is saying, don't worry, there's a lot going on here, but this is not normal for the Arabs to carry such a... So that's Nisnavet. Even more, the Ramban there says in Parshas Vayeshev, when Yosef was going to find the brothers, Vayimtzeehu Ish, Vayimtzeehu Ish. And he says, Matavakish. Wow. Vayimtzeehu Ish, and Ish is Matavakish. He says, it's Ochi Ani Mavakish. Who is that Ish? A Malach. It's a Malach. The Ramban says the purpose of that Ish was to teach us Shahacharitzus Sheker Vahagzeira Emes. Which means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer something, it's going to happen. All your hishtadlus, you can't change it. You're walking down the street and all of a sudden you meet a stranger. And because of that stranger, he told you to go somewhere. It's all the range from Sheshit Simei Bracious. This is Hashem GPS sending you on directions. That's the Ramban over there by Vayimtzeehu Ish. All of a sudden you're driving an Ish. Someone, yes, directions, gave you the wrong directions, end up in the wrong place? No. You wanted to go there, Hacharitzus Sheker, whatever you're planning, Agzeira Emes. So every so often, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala that in the Bria with Nisnava. Toif. I want to mention another note.
How do you see it here? The fact that Bastari,
Yeah, but you realize, what I'm saying is... Yeah.
She realized... Lion's
mouth
is a gift.
Yes, exactly. Out of the lion's mouth. My son's being taken away from me and who knows what's going to happen. No, here is yours. Oh, okay. There's a plan here. This is working according... So like, no, let me ask me, if everything's going according to plan sometimes, what's my answer? Yes. Not my plan. Not my plan. I didn't plan. But it's going according to plan. There's a plan. I just don't know it. You don't know it. The beginning of the parasha... It says, "Vayokom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim." So Rashi brings here, the Gemara in Soito, Yud Aleph, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Gimel, "Vayokom Melech Chodosh, Rav Ishmuel, Chad Omar Chodosh Mamish, V'Chad Omar Shenizchadshu Gzeiroisov." Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef, the Gemara asks. Bishleim lefida man diyoma melech chodosh. He didn't know Yosef. Lefida second was the same old melech, just new gzeiros. What does it mean? Asher lo yoda osa atzmoi kilu lo yoda. Kilu he didn't have a koras atoyv to Yosef. He could do what he wants. So this gemara is brought in Sanhedrin nun gimel, and there's the Toras Chaim over there, Gedolei Achronim, Toras Chaim. It carried a lot of weight. Like you see, when Achronim bring it down, it's like they're a little bit wary before they argue on him. You can see when Achronim bring down other Achronim. So he says there that he has a cheshbon that it's mashma from the Gemara that there's a nafkamina from this machlokes without going into the Gemara in Erevin. There's a mashmois in the Gemara that there's a nafkamina lahalocha. Not just a machlokes, what was in Divrei Agado, which pari was the... So the Toras Chaim says like this, what's the nafkamina? He says, nafkamina lemekach umemker. What's the din if I sell you a house? I'm a kablan, contractor. I said, I'm selling you a new house. New, says in the contract. I take my old house and I siyed v'kiyed. I fix it up like it's new. Mamish looks like a new house, but it's not new. It's my house that I lived in for 50 years. But I fixed it up, everything new in the house, everything new. Like, is it called new? Can you call that new? Lefi the man diyomer, that chodesh means new mamish. No, chodesh means new. This is not new. But lefi the man diyomer, that nischadish kzeiroisov, and still you can call it a melech chodesh. It doesn't have to be brand new, as long as it's like new. He says a nafkemina lahalocha. Now here I want to be madgish. You see from the Torah's Chaim a chiddush in pshat. Lefi the man diyomer. That it means nitzchatshu, it was the same melech, nitzchatshu gzei roisov. How do you read the word chodosh? It says chodosh. So in the Torah Tamima, he's bothered by this. And he says, lefi that man diyomar, chodosh doesn't mean on the king. It means vayoko melech, shenitzchadish gzei roisov. It's not going on the king. Yeah, Torah Tamima learned that it's a machloikis, how to translate the word chodosh. If it's a new king, chodosh means on the king. Lefi the other man diyomar, no. And the Gzeiris. You see from the Torah's Chaim not that way. You see from the Torah's Chaim not that way. It's, this is Nafkamina. How to read a pasuk, Rabbi says, Shnaimik, Chodosh is going on the king. That's how you read it. Vayokom melech Chodosh. The question is if it's new mamish or new Gzeiris also is new, is a new king. Is a new king. Now, why is. You could ask, making new Gzeiris, why is that called a new king? In what way is it a new king? One second. So we'll get to that. But he says, "Nu ad kedei kachar." He says, "The Ben Yehoyada, from the Ben Ishchai over there in Erev Nun Gimel says the same shtickle." Remember, he brings it to the same shtickle. Nafkamina, and with this Ben Yehoyada, wow! I'm just going to say it over. He wants to answer a shver Rambam. There's another place that there's a halach of bayis chodosh. Anyone? Where does it say bayis chodosh? When you choize me'orchei melchoma, someone who built a new house. Someone who built a new house, you say to the melchoma, you don't go to melchoma. In the Mishnah there, Rabbi Yehuda says, but if the old house fell and you rebuilt it, al mechoinoi, that's not called new. That's not new. So says Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says, ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam in Yad, Hilchas Melochim Paskins, even if it's an old house that you rebuilt, it's new, it's new. Prakta Mishal Melech. Who argues in Rabbi Yehuda? Where did the Rambam get this from? The whole Sugi and Soita is all Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, and we know when there's a Gemara that Shakla Vitaria, Aliba the one man, the Halochas Kamoisa, where Mishal Melech's Taimea, where's he coming from? Listen to this. Says the Ben Yehoyada like this. He says, that din of an old house that fell down, if it's called new, Lefi the Torah's Chaim is totally the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It's totally, if melech chodosh means new mamish, Rabbi Yehuda is right. Old one rebuilt is not new. But if it's neschadish kzeiroisov can be called new, so same thing by bayis chodosh, fix it up, it's called new. So all you have to do now is figure out who the halacha is like. And we'll be safe. The problem is, the Gemara doesn't tell us who holds what. It says, vayokom melech chodosh, chad omar chodosh mamish. It says, sorry, Vayoko Melech Chodosh, Rav Vishmuel. Kama. Chad Omar Melech Chodosh, Chad Omar Neschad Shugzei Roisov. It doesn't say who holds what. The Margolis Hayam says, we Anachnu Loi Neda. The Gemara wasn't Megalad. Margolis Hayam. Comes the Ben Yehoyada, and he's saying now a klal that's Negei Shas. I have rayas and kashas on this, which we can't go into. He says, Nekoit Hai Klal Biyodecho. When the Gemara brings two man diyomim, Rav Shmuel, and then afterward it brings two sides of the machloikas, and it doesn't tell you who holds what. Sometimes it does. But if it doesn't tell you, the first one that was mentioned, it's in order. The first one holds the first shita, second one holds the second shita, which means Rav Shmuel, Chadom HaChodosh Mamish, Chadom HaNeschadish, Rav holds Chodosh Mamish, and Shmuel holds Neschadish, because Eroysov can also be called Chodosh. So this is Klau. There are achroinim that were choylik on this cloud bitkifus. But you have to know shas for this. This is not for us. You have to know shas every time it says. And work it out if there's a raya. This is the cloud of the Ben Ishchai. So he says, what happens when you have a machlokes Rav Shmuel? Halocha ki Rav bisuri, halocha ki Shmuel bedini. And this is a din. Choy shemishpot, choy zemeokol mechom is a din, he says. He proves it. So ibezoi, we pass in like Shmuel, that it doesn't have to be new mamish. This chadish kzei roisov could be new. Rebuilding an old house is called new. Or you could say this was the mocker of the Rambam, the paskin, not like Rabbi Yehuda over there. this is the Ben Ish Chai in the Ben Yehoyada. Start learning Ben Yehoyada. But I'll call upon him. Let's go back to the Kasha. I see from the Ben Ish Chai and the Torah Chaim that Chodosh is going on the king. New Mamish or new? Why is new Gzeris called a new king? Pshat number one, which is maybe Behemish of the Ben Yehoyada, is a king is not his own person. A king represents the Malchus and the way the Malchus runs, the Takonos and the Malchus. That's the kingship. Making new Gzeris and fearing a Medina differently is a new Malchus. A new Malchus is a new king. If someone has different shitas the next day and different days, that doesn't make him new. But by a king, new Gzeris is a new king, a new Malchus. It's a different Malchus.
What's the right demands?
What? No, that it doesn't have to be new, totally new. Okay, you're asking, you'll think about it. Are you that? It could be, B'derech Jewish, that there's a new reason to call him new. What does it mean, La'asher lo yodas Yosef, if he was the old king? He doesn't have Hakoras HaToiv. He has no Hakoras HaToiv. Yosef saved the whole Mitzrayim. It's Mevu and the Medrash that some of the young generation over there, Mitzrayim, they came up and they said, why are you being so nice to the Yidden and Goshen? What are you being so nice? They don't have to work, they're in Koilel. The young guys that didn't, the new generations, don't understand anything. They think they know everything. Pari says, what are you talking about? If not for Yosef, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. He's old time. He's old time. You have to know which is better. And the Goyish politics also. The Goyish politics, I don't know. Old time, sometimes there's new generations now. There's different politics today. That's in the Goyish Welt. There's new politics today. Today, whoever heard of that? Today, you don't like a president in a different country, so you go flying and you capture him and you put him in jail. It's an Ips, Zach. Like, whoever heard of that, right? It's an Aya. Sitting, it's interesting, he's sitting on his throne palace over there one day. He's sitting in his palace with his feet up, with hundreds of guards, the best protected place in Venezuela. The next day, he's sitting behind bars. The next day. So who are the opposite? Abishta could do the opposite also. Yeshua Hashem careful. It could go the other way also. It means nothing. Who would have put money that could possibly happen? Take any king that the next day he's sitting in a jail behind bars. As you see that, but Akoponim over here, Hakor Satoif. So they planned to overthrow Paroi. They said, okay, if you're not with us, we're going to make a revolt. There's going to be demonstrations. So Paroi didn't want to give up the throne. So he uprooted the Midah of Hakoras HaToiv. He said, you know what? Lo yadas Yosef. I don't owe anyone anything. And the Medrash says on this, Misha koifer b'toivosoi shel chaveroi soifoi lichbor b'toivosoi shel mokoi. Someone who cannot appreciate the toiva that someone does with his koifer b'toivosoi shel chaveroi, he'll be koifer b'toivosoi shel mokoi. That's what the Medrash says. Which, that's what happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him Nisim, and he says, "Mila Hashem Asher Eshmaelai." That's what happened. Someone who can't appreciate or reciprocate or have Hakoras HaToiv, someone who did something for him, will not be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the essence of a person, Rabbi say. The Ramban says in Soif Parashas Boy, the Ikur, or even the only reason for Brias HaOdom in this world is for what? The famous Ramban in Soif Parashas Boy. What was the purpose of creating people? Important question. Important question. You got it, right? Important question. No, I'm telling you, I don't know. It says the Ramban. No, what's the Avodah? What's our Avodah? What's our Avodah? No, come on, that's the question today. No, that's what Bochum yesterday. Rebbe, what's the Avodah over here? What's the Avodah today? What's the... You know, I was once walking to Bochum to a Levaya. We're standing by a Levaya of an Adam Godel, and the boys asked me, so Rebbe, so what's the Avodah now? That's the question they asked me. We're talking about a levaya. You're coming to levaya to be malav with someone who's going to be buried, and we're listening to a spade, and it's a sad time. What's our avoda? Shugana questions. Probably first yibachum, or second yibachum, yibachum that we're not in Maishi yet. Not everything is for us. What am I supposed to get out of this? What are you supposed to? Everything in the world is about what am I supposed to get out of this? Every single thing is what am I supposed to get? What am I supposed to get? Akoponim, says the Ramban, what was the purpose of, what's your avoid? This is a question. Says the Ramban, in there, you'll see it. You have to go through the Ramban, you'll find it. To be makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is giving, and to be makir that. That's the bottom line. So if a person is not makir, in Chavir is not makir Eibishta, Rabbi said, to a certain extent, that is a different person. Not every midah that changes in a person, it's chodosh. It's chodosh. You have to work on certain midas. A person who just uprooted the midah of Akaris Atoy from him, he's bein odom lebehem already. You don't have Akaris Atoy. It's not a person. There's a Ramban in Parshas Ha'azinu. It says, the Pasuk says, Am novel v'loy chochom. Talking about Klal Yisrael, how could you do Averis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so good to you. Calls them an Am novel, because they're not Makir Toiv. Where does the word novel come from? You know where the word novel comes? Novel. Some people think it means Menovel. Well, they don't have a Koras HaToiv to Hashem, and they're doing Averis. Why are you called a novel? The Ramban there says, novel is Miloshoin Nevelo. When something loses life and it's dead, it's called nevela. Leaves that fall off a tree are called leaves nevelois, because they're dead, then they fall down. That is the Loshen Nevel. A person who doesn't have that Hakaras HaToiv is going, you're half dead, three quarters dead. That's not what this world is about. That's not what you're here for. Akoponim, but Derech Jewish a little bit, that's why it's called a new person. Akoponim, this was an interesting, so what? Someone once told me, I just want to say it over because it's an interesting story. Rabbi Isaiah, it's an interesting story, but I don't think it's not really the same. We're talking about this machloikis. If something is refabricated, rebuilt, is it called chodosh? A house, is it called chodosh? So someone showed me, I remember the story, someone told me there's a story. It's brought down in a sefer called Teferis Bonim, but anyway, in the time of Rabbi Shua Lev Diskin, Shua Lev Diskin, Rav Yushalayim, he used to write letters to the Rav HaRoshi of Egypt. His name was Rav Chaim Nochum. And he wrote him letters, and all of a sudden he wasn't answering. The Rav of Egypt wasn't answering. So finally he gets a letter back, and the Rav of Egypt said, I'm very, very busy with important matters in the Beis HaMalchus by the king, so I'm unable to answer. So Bishu Aleib got nervous. He thought maybe there's some gezeiros that are coming out against the Jews, the Eden, and he has to deal with it. So he wrote him back, what's going on? He says, I'll tell you, the Melech was walking with the queen in a garden, one of the king's gardens. And there was a fountain, a mayon, like a well, a flowing well underground, a mayon. And the queen wanted to swim in the mayon. Tate, she wanted to go in. And the Melech said, no, I don't let. And she asked again, no. He said no three times. Afal Pikein, she went in, took a dip in the fountain. And she came in the mayon and came out. Now, people found out about it, and they said, the law at that time in Israel was, if someone goes against what the king said, after he said no three times, off with his head, he gets killed. Yichayev Misa. That was the law. So they told him, if you're not going to do it, because it's your family, your queen, then... So they pushed, they said, you have no choice. You have to kill her. That's the law. So the king was in a quandary. He didn't know what to do. He was looking for a loophole. So what happened is, this king, he called, who did he call? The Roish of the Mitzrim, the Christians, the head of the Muslims, and the head of the Yidden, which was this Rav, Reb Chaim Nochum. He took the head of each one, put them in a room, and he says, work on it. See if you can come up with some way for me to matir this gezeira, because I don't want to kill her. That's what he was busy with. So he wrote this back to Rabbi Shua Leib. And Rabbi Shua Leib writes to him back. He said, you can find the Eitzah in a certain Gemara. He gave him a certain Maramokim. Ayin Sham, you'll find the answer. And this, the way he's brought down the story, he sent the letter back to the Rav of the Chaim Nochum of Egypt, and he figured out that Rabbi Shulei, the psak was, Rabbi Shulei meant like this. This is what it's brought. If someone is madir hanoh from a mayan, I will not drink from the mayan. From water. If you're not allowed to drink the water if it's not water. Water in a kli, water in a bathtub. You can't use it. But if it's a mayon, you know there hanor from the mayim over here in the mayon, then it's mutter. Why? Because the neder was only chal on the first batch of water. It's always flowing. The water that was there then is not here anymore. It went in there's new waters. So he said, his heter was, and where's the mokker for this? That's complicated. Where's the mokker? Because on the letter it didn't say the mokker. Where was the mokker? Where is Rabbi Shua Leib coming from this? So what do you do when you need a mokker? And you have no idea where in the world, in the galaxy, it could be. He sent the letter to Chaim Kanievsky. And he was Mitzayin Avodah Zorah Mem Zayin Amun Aleph, which is L'choy, when someone is Mishtachavet to a Mayim. The water is also Avodah Zorah. But only that water. The next batch of water you could use. So Mamela, the way the letter goes is, this Chochom in Egypt, he went back to the king. And he said, when you told her not to do it, you were talking about the waters. She shouldn't dip in the waters of the Mayim. That was so. Each time you said no, it was a different water. It wasn't the same water that you said no the first time. He said, no, not it's different water now. So it's not three times no. You hear a shtickle tire? Nice shtickle tire, right? How could a guy understand such a shtickle tire? I don't know. But Memela, it was a Simcha Gedoila. The king was so happy of Egypt, and I don't know who it is, but his name is here, that he sent a medal, like a medal. Medallion? Medal of Honor to Rabbi Shua Leib. To Yerushalayim, to Rabbi Shua Leib. And he never told anyone the story, Rabbi Shua Leib. So it was in his drawer. After he was Nifter, they found it. After he was Nifter, they found this. He has a medal of honor from the king of Egypt, and until they found out from the Rav, that's the whole story over there. So Akopar, I'm just saying over the story because it's interesting. But someone told me Baal Peh first the story, and he said, oh, this sounds like the Torah's Chaim, that new waters make it a new Mayan, so it's not the same Mayan. It's like, you know them in a Mayan, but there's something new, like refurbishing a house. But it's not, it's really not the same thing, because here the heter was that the ned was on the water, not the Mayan, the water. And the water's not, here it's really new water. If you look at the water, it's not, doesn't belong to that machlokes Rav and Shmuel, it's really new water. So the story really doesn't. I have nafkaminas over here. Okay. Rabbi, say one more thing. We'll say. What time is Mincham? 12:15. 30. Okay. So Rabbi said like this. Say two short things. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to Midian, chased away the Royim from Yisro's daughters, they come home, and Yisro says to them, Loma mihartem lovoi. Wow. You came home quick today. Loma mihartem lovoi. I guess they came home quick. Why did they come home quick? Maybe because they were chased away every day and no one saved them. That's one pshat. Or because it says there that Moshe Rabbeinu was dolly for them. He drew water for them. So he helped them. They came home quick. So what happened when he came home? So it says, Madua mihartem boy. They said, Ish mitzri hitzilonu miyada royim. Vegam doloi doloi lona, both. Vayoymer al benoisav va'ayoy. Va'ayoy. Lomaza azavten oisoy. is lama za azav tenoisoy. Koruloy v'yoychalechem. What's va'ayoy? Va'ay is like, no, and where is he? Why was Yisrael asking, where is he? Call him in. Why was Yisrael so concerned? Simple pshat in Rishayim before Rashi is, as Sforno learns, hachnosas orchem. What, there's a guy from Midian sitting on the well, you don't bring him, you don't invite him into the house to give him food. You don't bring him in the house. The Orchaim is miloshen acher, akoras atoif. He did you a favor, you don't bring him in to reciprocate. Well, what kind of... That was our first meeting with Yisroi. Our first meeting with Yisroi. Our first meeting with Yisroi. Akoponim. Rashi says something else. Rashi says, Ayoy lomaza azavten, I say Rashi says, Hikir boy shehu mizari shel Yaakov, shehamayim oilam lekrosoi. He's not a poshti, they told him though. Guy comes to the well, the water goes up, he's not a push the yid. Where is he? Why did Yisrael want him to stay? Someone who has seven daughters, you know the answer. Rashi learns weiter in the Pasuk, Kirenu loy v'yoycha lechem, lechem doesn't mean bread, Shema yiso achas mikem. Shidduch. That's what he's thinking of. K'moy da'atom ki im halechem asher hu oichel. Lechem is referred to the isha. So Lefi Rashi, this whole pasuk is about, how do you let this guy go? We need a shidduch over here. I guess he's better than anyone else in Midian, number one. Number two is, he's a chosh of a guy. It's interesting that Rashi didn't learn the pasuk of Pshutai, if you think about it. Once you see all the other mephoshim, the Pshutai shel mikra was, how do you let this guy go? He did you a favor, achnazorchem, b'chulu. Rashi many times says he's bal afarish Pshutai shel mikra, which means you have to be able to figure out from Pshutai shel mikra that Rashi held all the other pshatim is not pshutei shel mikra. This is not about bringing him in to reciprocate. Hakoyz adoy bechnazorchem, give meal. No. That doesn't fit in here. Why not? Why does that not fit in the pasuk? Seems to fit in great. Number one is, no, I'm going to say what the Sifsei Chachomim says. Yisrael says, kirenu loy v'yoychal lechem, lochem. But only bread? So give him some bread, some toast? Well, give him a nice gesunte meal. Why only bread? So Rashi held, it must be, this is not food. This is, it can't be just lechem. It must be, it means an isha. And if so, he was saying, you should have held on to him for a shidduch because the mayim was all l'krosoi. It still starts from this word lechem. Yeah. So you're right. So many times you find the lashon in the pasuk means lechem. It doesn't have to mean little bread, but it means... It means a suda. It means a suda. But that's what he says here. That's what he says. I call arichas, big arichas here. I was thinking of another pshat, but there's a little bit edel. But there's a little bit edel. Okay? The loshen ayoy. What is ayoy? It's an interesting loshen, ayoy. Ayoy is almost like a partial rhetorical question. Like, why is he not here? Why is he not here? Like, he's the cheftza. If it's just about helping him out, so it's not ayur. It's like, how do you leave him? How do you leave him? It's not about him. He has to be here. It's more, how do you leave him outside? Lama zavta moisoy. You have to give him food, take him in the house. Ayur is like turning him into the cheftza. We need the cheftza here. Like the maisa once they say that a guy came to town, a brisket town, a guy came to town in like Shvat. Torn clothes, not a penny to his name, had no food. And he was living in the forest, and a guy was walking with his chavrusa. See a yid like this, his chavrusa, we have to tell the whole town about it. He says, no, I need this guy for my matanis levyoinim. This is mehuder. This is an evyon. Wow. I'm not really so sure. We just found the best esrog. This is an evyon. Keep him there till Purim. I got this. He made him into a cheftza, yeah? He made him into a cheftza. So basically, that's the lotion of like, ayoy. Where is it? Where is it? Ayoy, where, it's a state. Where is he? How is he not here? So Rashi, so it's not just about us for him. It's about, we need this guy. How did you let something like this slip through your fingers? So what is it about? So what did he see? The mayim was all like rosa. He wants the shidduch. It's mamish the opposite of all the Rishonim, that it, what was in Yisro's head. But Akoparim, the Medrash Rabbo Yisai says like this. I just want to mention that Medrash right here, Medrash Rabbo. When Yisro said Ayoy, he said, Shemo, it's Mibnei Bonov Shel Ayoy. Shel the one that they said about her, Ayay, which is Sora. Where's the other place you have someone asking Ayay? Ayay Sora Ishtecho, the Malochim asked. So Yisro said, it could be, I see some simonim here, that he's Bnei Bonov of that Ayay, and we know she's going to have children, that the whole world is Mizborech Biglolom. Had you let him go? Had you let him go? That's the Medrash Berach. Like, what's the Ayoy, Ayay? Where else do we say Ayay? In Kedusha. What?
I'm a concubine.
What did you say? I'm in Kedusha. What were you saying, Azi? Oh, Ayeko, also. But in Kedusha we say also, right? You better start practicing. Chosn Davin's Musaf, I think, sometimes. Ayei, Ayei Mikoim Kevoidoi. Ayei Mikoim Kevoidoi. So, right? Big word. Right? Big kavanas over there. Big kavanas over there. But Akoponim, look at the Machzorim. See big kavanas over there, yeah? What's this Ayei? So I'll tell you Pshat. In the Maral, I think it's a little bit in Gur Aryeh, but it's more in the Chidushei Agodos. I just can't remember which Masechta, I'm sorry. I don't remember which Masechta. But anyway, it's the Maral, the Chidushei Agodos, I saw it. He says that by Sora, what was the word, like Ayez, almost like, how could she not be here? Why was she not here? Says Rashi there, Midas Hatznius. She prepared the house, a suda, a major suda, and like, you're not here. Similarly, was this kasha of Yisroi, how could it be, someone comes to town, and you save the daughters of the head of the town, the priest, he was the head priest in town, you save them all, and he just sends you home without coming to the door, at least bring them to the door. How could it be, that he was being oymed, Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever saved you, this guy, he could have come to the door, he could have said, don't, you have to pay me, no, I'm fine, just call me. He didn't even come to the door, right? Sometimes you have people who don't want to be paid for their services, but they'll tell you, listen, no, don't give me, I don't need anything, I'm fine, trust me, do it lishmo. He didn't even come to the door. It's more than no recognition. There's some level of Bahaltenkeit and Tznius that's rare. So says the Maral like this. Maral says you should know, Dvorim Gedoilim are always Bipnimius. The more godly something is, the less choshev it is. That's why Ein Habrocha Mitzuya Ela Bedover Asomi Menayim. The hidden things that you don't see are much more choshev. Always that's the klal. If you go into a store to buy an Esrog Eved Sukkos, you don't want the ones on the table. You don't want those ones. You want the ones that are hidden under the table, that's not out in the open. Give me the ones that no one sees. The same thing with diamonds. Not these. Well, give me the ones, let me see the ones that are not here. The choshev things you don't see. So that means, he says the Maral, the same thing with the midos and milos of a person. Person who has that milos of tznius, his pnimius de kemidos are much, much greater. Much, much greater. God, real godless cannot be seen, or it wouldn't be real godless. That's what Yisro chapped over here. This is like super duper tznius, not from Ar Musogim, doing major things, and you're not even here. Aye, where is he? And that's what they saw by Sora also. It's a good word from the Ra'al. The Oilam should have a very good Shabbos.